the new recommendations on what we should and shouldn't limit in our diet. Now that the Departments of Agriculture and Health and Human Services has released its new dietary guidelines for the next 5 years, many may be left wondering where to start making changes to their diets first.
We recommend eating more fruits and vegetables, whole grains, lean protein, and limiting the amount of saturated fat, added sugar, and sodium.
Health and Human Services Secretary Sylvia Burwell also noted that almost 90% of Americans eat more than the recommended daily amounts for sodium. The revised guidelines also include updates on topics such as added sugars, cholesterols, and caffeine.
For instance,
the guidelines recommend that no more than 10% of your daily calories come from added sugar.
As for saturated fats,
unlike in years past, we're no longer offering a key recommendation for a specific limit on dietary cholesterol, though the recommendation to reduce saturated fat remains a key component of good health.
The dietary guidelines that are updated every 5 years help shape the foundations of good nutrition, a foundation of good health.
Diet is one of the most powerful tools that we have to help us prevent chronic illnesses and enable us to live active, more fulfilling lives. It helps keep weight under control, it prevents chronic conditions like type 2 diabetes and hypertension, and stave off health problems like heart disease.
More information can be found online at dietaryguidelines.gov. I'm Kathy Isom, Southeast AgNet.